Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pat, did you hear about that football game last night? FSU and Auburn. Now, you know I'm not a football fan. I mean, I listen, I'm sorry. I'm just not a football fan. But there's something about college football that does get me a little bit excited, especially these big old bowl games. But I'm telling, did you see the game? Did you hear anything about this game?
I didn't watch the game. I saw the last minute of it, which is all I needed to see, which is the part where they came back.
Man, this was such a back and forth battle. FSU was the favorite. I believe they're undefeated all year. Mm-hmm. And their quarterback just won the Heisman Trophy. I mean, this is like pretty awesome stuff going on there at FSU. And Auburn upset Alabama, which was, you know, unbelievable right. In that type of circle, what was going on there. But Auburn out the gate, man, was like 21-0. I mean, they were just
were they really?
The first quarter. It was like 21-3 or something like that. I was thinking, oh, this is bad. This is not good. And then, like, within 1 minute, Auburn takes the lead again or something like that. FSU comes back, and then Auburn takes the lead within 1 minute left, and you're like, oh, it's over. I mean, it's like, you know, this is done. One guy runs 100 yards back. I mean, then the other team, Auburn, responds and comes, runs, does the same thing, scores a touchdown. Like, oh, my goodness, it's over 1 minute. And I think in the last 20 seconds of a game, last 20 seconds, FSU just wins out a victory, man. You're playing against the clock. Yeah. You know, you're playing against the clock. That's the thing about football. It's not an unlimited, you know.
Right.
You're playing against a time. And it just makes me think about life. It makes me think about, you know, there's an appointed time for all of us. You know, we don't have 10,000 years on this earth. You know, we don't have an unlimited amount of time. It's not like, you know, school, you could just take the grade over and over and over again until you pass. It's like, oh, no, you know, this is coming to an end. This is coming to an end. And the same thing with that game. They had to do what they had to do in the time that they had to do. They had to get this ball down the field, man, inch by inch. You know, yard by yard, they had to get this thing in the end zone, and they needed to do it fast, needed to not waste any time. You could see at different parts of the game, the quarterback's like, hurry up, snap the ball. You know, we got to get this thing, you know, don't pay attention here. Pay attention, because every second matters. And, you know, seconds matter when seconds is all you got.
That's it.
And I think a lot of times we live life as if we have all the time in the world. And you know what? Eternity is like that, but we're not living in eternity right now.
That's right. We're on a clock.
Yeah, we're on a clock, okay? And the time is ticking. The question is, what are we doing in the lifetime of that tick? Tick, tick, tick. I mean, it's just going. And the thing is, at the end of the day, are you going to regret how you played on the field? You know, this is a fantastic segment on The Torch. I believe it's called Players. We need players. And we're going to make sure that this is related for you. But it's an excellent, excellent segment because it really just talks about, listen, God doesn't need any more fans. He doesn't need, and let me tell you, they have some fans up in the crowd now. They don't need any more fans. He needs players. He needs players in the game. And right now, we need players. We need those that are willing to say, listen, I want my life to count. I understand that it's just seconds left. All I have is just minutes. And before you know it, it's going to be over. You know, if you look at your children, the other day I was looking at my son, and I'm just thinking, my goodness, it's just the other day. It's just a little baby. And I have a little girl, and I told my son, I'm like, I appreciate all these cute little things that she does. And she does so many cute little things. It's like, because she's not going to stay this small forever. You know, she's growing up. Everyone grows up and you change. And it's like, you can never go back to that period of time again. There's something about time that you just can't go back to it. And oftentimes I like pictures because pictures tend to freeze a moment where people enjoyed a happy time or it commemorates a special event or something like that. And you can kind of go back to that moment. But you really, really, really can't go back to the moment.
Right.
You know, yesterday's over with, right? Tomorrow may never come, but today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. And we need to appreciate the fact that, hey, we got to live in the moment.
Right.
And we have to live to be able to honor and do great things for God. But this game, man, was just like amazing. I mean, it just came down to the final seconds. And it just reminded me so much of just how life is.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just, it's all about seconds. It's all about doing the right thing. And we always say about, You know, it always comes to that one play. Don't think that your life is insignificant or what you're doing doesn't matter. It all matters. It takes everybody doing their part. It takes everyone working together, working under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every joint supplies. And as we are working together to advance his kingdom, we're going to see the glory of God go all across the world. But he wants us to be in the game. He wants our hearts. He wants our passion. He wants our love. He wants our devotion. And he wants you 100% in. Don't let time pass you by. Get in the game. We're talking about this amazing national champion football game between the FSU Seminoles, Florida State Seminoles, and Auburn Tigers, and just how every second matters and how we relate it to God and how just life is, you know, man, every second matters, you know. Mm-hmm. You only have a certain amount of time on the clock.
It's just a vapor, right?
It's just a vapor before you can actually, you know, finish it out. But you want to finish strong. You want to know that you've left everything out in the field. You don't want to go back in the locker room with, you know, mm-hmm. you ever played a game and you go to the locker room and you better, everyone that walks in that room better be dog tired dragging himself in.
Right.
But you look at that guy and he's like, hey, he's like, you got jokes right now? You got energy? He's like, we just grinded out this game. You know, we had 60 minutes or whatever, you know, to prove, you know, we're going to do this thing. And you better come in here dragging and we want to leave everything out in the field. And seconds matter. Seconds matter when seconds is all you got. Mm-hmm. And really, life is nothing but a matter of seconds. And so what are you doing in that vapor called time, not just for yourself, but for God? Because many people are building things and spending and investing their time in stuff for themselves. And at the mm-hmm. end of the day, when it's all said and done, I mean, I've been to quite a number of funerals in my day. I mean, my goodness, more than I can count, believe me.
Too many.
But I have to be honest with you, I have never, not once, Pat, have I seen a U-Haul behind a hearse. I mean, I've never seen it. And to my understanding, mm-hmm. all of this stuff and things, we don't take with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the Bible says, naked we come in, naked we go out. You know, it's just, that's it. And my goodness, you know, our life at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I don't know. I just say, you know what? I think that a man or woman has no regrets when it's all said and done, the man or woman who gives it all to God on the field of life. Mm. That man or woman gives it all. They said about a missionary to India. They said that who's going to a tribe who's with Jim Elliott's crew and out there. And they wind up, Jim Elliott lost his life to the people he was trying to reach. They were indigenous type Indian people. They didn't recognize that they were trying to bring them the gospel, and they wound up spearing them.
Yeah.
And one of the guys, and it was Nate Saint, I think, one of the guys that, you know, said, how do you feel? Someone asked them, how do you feel that you're wasting your life out of here? And he says, listen. He says, these people don't even know that you're, you know, they don't even know your language. You're trying to learn them. You're trying to bring them the gospel, and they wound up killing one of your friends. And, you know, mm-hmm. what's the deal here? And he responds back, and this is not the exact quote, but he responds something to the effect that everybody is wasting their life. The question is, what are you wasting your life on? Mm. Everyone's investing their life in something. Don't believe the hype here. Mm. You know what I mean?
Right.
The question is, what are you giving your life to? What are you giving your life to? What is it? And there's a lot of things that, you know, are good ideas. But in view of eternity and in view of God, at the end of the day, when we're reviewing the play tape, if you will, before, you know, God's, mm-hmm. are you going to be happy with that? Are you going to have any regrets? Are you going to wish that you did something for the one that you said you love?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just encouraging now to be able to look at that. We're approaching, you know, a new year allows you to reflect on times past, but it also allows you to have vision moving forward. Listen, if you don't like what you've been getting, you know, if you keep doing the same thing that you've been doing, I mean, I think that's the definition, expecting different
insanity,
results.
Yeah.
That's the definition of insanity. Maybe it's time for, you know, I don't know, you to change, you know, you to say that, you know, this year I am going to do something maybe I've never done. Mm-hmm. Maybe I have never consistently spent time with the Lord, abided with him, and wrote down, Pat, mm-hmm. what I felt God was saying to me for that day.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to go to iabide.org and for 6 weeks, say, you know what? I am going to soak, marinate. I'm going to get all in God. I'm going to abide. I'm going to read His word. I'm going to hide His word in my heart. And I'm going to go after God. I'm going to love Him with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strength. I'm going to love Him with everything that is within me. And I'm just going to go on the stretch for God. That's it. Mm. It's just a matter of saying, listen, I'm going to turn. I'm going to turn. And let me tell you, God responds to that. You know, James tells us that if you draw close to God, you come near to God, He will come near to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, He will. Not He might. He will. So you take a step. He takes a step. Hey, listen. You meet in the middle, and it's like, wow. You know what I mean?
Right.
Wow. So I encourage you. Make that change.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.